Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. live on the airwaves. And you can find us in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, at transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm if you are listening later. And so the energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. It's my pleasure to share life-transforming information, and we love to have you call in. 1-800-930-2819. I have one of my favorite guests on the show today, Ms. Sharan Sirdar, who is a geneticist by training and work history, turned epigeneticist from her innermost desire to reveal the truth about our human potential. She has a bachelor's degree in microbiology and a master's in human genetics. She worked in the field of genetics for 13 years, identifying genetic mutations for a whole host of genetic diseases, and she's also contributed to scientific papers as well as textbooks. Today, she works specifically with the genetic diseases, assisting to release the energy in the form of emotions, beliefs, perceptions that get in the way of the natural flow of the body to bring about positive gene expression. Sharan is leading the paradigm shift in the revolutionary new field of epigenetics and has been featured on Hidden Science TV, Punk Science. She is an author and follows her passion to make easy to understand videos explaining epigenetics. Sharan, are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello,
now?
There. Now I can hear you. Yes, sorry. I was like, I know you were there, but were you there? I couldn't hear you. So good. So happy to have you on the show.
I am so happy to be here. Thank you, Colette. It's been a while since we've been here, but it's been a lot happening, as we know.
I know. And I was just thinking as I was reading your bio that, you know, probably I need to change it again because you're always up to something new. So what have you been up to, Sharan? Like, what's been going on in your life?
Wow. Lots going on. As you know, the summer has just gone, so some traveling there. But I'm beginning to create a podcast that will start soon. It's called the Genome Alchemy Podcast. And then I've got some other shows coming up, and I'm going to start writing my PhD thesis soon. So
anything?
I think that's got something to do with you and I, with being born on the same day. We just keep going and going and going.
The Energizer.
Yeah.
I'm laughing because I was Dr. Pat had me on her show a couple weeks ago, and I said sometimes I'm embarrassed by how much I'm doing.
Oh, really?
My days are full. But you know, like you're doing some amazing work, and you know, do you want to just you know, let the audience know, for those of you who haven't had the pleasure of talking with Sharan or experiencing her beautiful energetic work, you know, Sharon, tell us a little bit about yourself, with the direction that you're going now. I know you've been, like, as I said, I knew that you, but you were on the stage with Joe Dispenza at one point. And so tell us about that.
That was last year in Kripalu. I was presenting there. We had a week-long event, which was about DNA and that feels like so long ago now. But, you know, the work that I'm doing, just to give people some information, is really about how pretty much what, you know, you do, Colette, is just that we just call ourselves different things. And you know, it's the same thing. We're all shifting into our truth. And hence the title of today's talk. So we're just, when we step into authenticity, when we step into that, when we experience whatever we experience, we allow ourselves to do that. That, and I was saying to somebody else yesterday, is that that's self-love. And when we can be in that place, we are expressing the truth within us. And the DNA is always listening to that. And when we, whatever we're experiencing, if we can just be present to that, the DNA is then connected to source energy and is in alignment with that. So that shows up with health and abundance. So the work that I do is really to help people do that, because the old paradigm was genetics, which is, you know, your DNA controls your biology, but now it's epigenetics, which is everything above the DNA controls the expression of your DNA. And we know that, you know, I mean, it just being in our truth, being able to express ourselves the way we are, that is the most powerful thing that we can do and be. But then, you know, of course, people say, well, I've got this issue or I've got that issue. And, well, how do you feel as you're going through that moment to moment? Because with quantum physics, everything's shifting in the moment. And what we are here to do today on this call is to help people get into that place where they can come to their truth and allow themselves to be aligned, their DNA to be aligned to that.
And, you know, in particular, in the last month or so, I've really been noticing there's a lot of my clients and my, you know, people that I, you know, on the radio show, a lot of people are expressing this desire to have a more balanced life, to have a little bit, you know, like to have that time for themselves, as well as, like, instead of just being like machines that go to work and, you know, get errands done and all of that. So I'm finding for a lot of people right now, a lot of people are experiencing big changes in their life in one form or another, like they're switching careers or they're, you know, in these places of great change. And it feels like great change, but really there always is change, like you said. Mm-hmm. And so the fear a lot of people have is that the change is going to go from bad to worse kind of energy. Yeah. And so people rarely like notice at the same level when something really good happens, you know, like mm-hmm. just every day when you wake up and you look at the ceiling and you see the ceiling, you know, you're alive and you've got another day. So right there, you know, that's a gift, right?
Absolutely. That's the present moment. Present.
Mm-hmm. And so for you, what you're saying is that people used to express their physical bodies through their DNA, and that that people believed back then, which was just a few years ago, and some people still believe now, that if there's a physical issue in the body, that it's just a physical issue, and that the organs and the systems and the skeletons and like the bone, you know, the structure, that those don't need to communicate with each other. Like, and I, from my experience, all of these organs and body parts all communicate with each other through the central nervous system, mm-hmm. and also through the gut and yeah. through the heart. And so, you know, there's a lot going on in any one human being, right?
Yes, so, absolutely.
Yes, when there's more balance in a person's life structure, then there's more balance generally in the physical body, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. So you were saying it's connected to the nervous system. And of course, we know that the nervous system, they found that it exists in our gut and our heart. And so when we can become balanced in that, then it impacts us on all levels. So it's about going from fight or flight to growth. And, you know, when we step into that, it's the body is going to communicate growth in the sense of communication and being, you know, balanced in all ways. So that's what we're here to do.
Yeah. And this is like, the beauty of your work is that, we're able to actually document some of the results, you know, and, you know, over the years, I've seen so many miracles, like what people would often refer to as miracles happen. And it's kind of the synchronicities that happen in life. The more we pay attention to those, the more synchronicities we tend to enjoy. Mm-hmm. And so being aware of that is really powerful. We need to take a short break here. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. When we come back, we will talk some more with Sharan about DNA, and we are happy to take your calls, 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, we're going to make some shift happen.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit yournextchaptercoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose.
Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Hey, we're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen. My guest today is Sharan Sirdar from across the big pond in the UK. Sharan, before we continue, will you just share your contact information so people know how they can reach you?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. It's www.charansurdar.com. And when they go there, they'll find all my social media. I'm on Instagram and Facebook and getting on LinkedIn, and it's just all over the place. So you're fine.
We could all use more. We could all benefit from more Sharans all over the place. So, you know, if you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819, Sharan and I are talking about DNA. We've been talking about manifestation on the break here a little bit. And we were going to pick a card. What card did you pick, Sharan?
Well, I think it's really perfect. It's the Life Force Energy Unleashed. Raw.
There you go. Life Force Energy Unleashed. So that's the wild card, the booster card. It's the one that, you know, the sun feeds the earth, right? And oh my goodness, we've had so much smoke here. And in the last 2 days, we can see the sun again and the sky is blue. And you have such an appreciation when you get to see the sun again. It's amazing. So that's a really good card. That's also in my deck. It's from Tales from the Vector. You can check that out. It's T-A-I-L-S from thevector.com. That card is also like my health card, my health booster card. So just sending a big ray of sunshine to everybody. Hey, Sharan.
Yes,
absolutely. There you go. And it looks like we have a caller calling in here. Are you ready to take a call?
Yes.
All right. So, Carter, who do we have?
Yeah, we have Raul from Seattle. Welcome to the show.
Hello, ladies.
Hello there.
Hi, Raul.
How?
Yes.
Please.
Help?
yes, please, nervous system, everything.
Okay, so, you know, okay, so we're just going to take a deep breath here. It's kind of funny because when I was in ayahuasca ceremony, one of the most challenging things to do was to squeak that word out, help. So I like to get a baseline and just get like from you. Okay. So when you get in touch, I'm getting you're in overwhelm a bit. And
yeah.
Overwhelm is just when you have a whole bunch of things happening at once and piling up. And Sharan, she's working on you right now. And I'm going to check in with Sharan in a minute or so and see, you know, what she's getting. What I like, so this overwhelm is just really a bunch of, like a pile up of accumulation of experiences that you've attached emotion to. And so we just strengthen you to be able to let go of all of those tugs of emotion, first and foremost, and just taking a deep breath, you know, like just go to your, you know, put some energy into your spine. And I'm correcting this for everybody here right now, like, because this is how people are describing life right now, is like a roller coaster ride, and it just seems like you just get one down one hill and then you're creeping up the other and you're like, you haven't even caught your breath yet. So we're just gonna get a baseline for you now because it's already shifted a bit. Can you know, or on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being I'm freaking out, to 0 being, oh no, I'm cool, I'm, you know, cool as a cucumber. Where are you on the scale?
Yeah, no. When I just called, it was like between 8 and 9. And now it's like, I feel like more like 7 and 8.
Okay. And I got that you're already all the way down to three, or will be by the time Sharan quits talking here. Sharan, are you good?
Well, when as soon as, you know, you said overwhelm, and I could feel it before that, Raul, it was this energy was right in your head. And the hypothalamus, which is basically going red alert. So what happened is that energy shifted straight into your root. And I saw that energy go down. And also what I got is for you to ask you to take a deep breath, because it feels like your lungs are kind of constricted. It's, you know, because when we go into that overwhelm, what happens is that, and so then that then has like it's a vicious cycle where it's then when you're not breathing correctly, then it's going to the hypothalamus, which is then telling you you're still in stress phase. And so all of that. So just bringing all of that energy and calming all of that down, but just asking you to physically just take a couple of deep breaths.
Good advice for all of us, Sharan, because the roller coaster ride, like, I don't know. I don't remember buying the ticket.
Yeah,
I
know.
But I do remember. I remember.
Yeah. So, so, what happens is what I was picking up for you is your central nervous system is highly charged right now. And that I just love, Sharan, that, you know, you picked that raw card, like this life force energy. Life force energy is like the blood supply, the amount of oxygen that you're getting, like, you know, and so we have a tendency when we go into fear to hold our breaths a little bit. And so we're just really paying attention to that, that you're strong if you're breathing fully, if you're not breathing fully, like that you know, your body's going to adapt. But it's kind of what's coming up is on an emotional level that it's challenging. So we're just going to strengthen you to all the emotions that are coming up and recognizing that you can ask yourself, does this belong to me or is this someone else? Because, a lot when I test it, it's more like your external dynamics causing your internal boundaries to go weak is what's coming up. And so what I mean by that is things from outside of you, the external forces and all of the thoughts and everything around you right now and the collective influence, it's all of that plus a lot of personal change in your own life. So it's kind of like I'm seeing you as in the eye of the storm doing a small swirl. And then a big, great, big swirl all around you, Sharan. What else are you picking up, Sharan?
I feel like there's a lot more calmness. And so, Raul, do you want to give us feedback on how you're feeling?
Yes, I am. I'm a little bit calmer. I mean, I know how this works, so I'll be patient a little bit. It's a big relief to be talking to you both. But I do have a question, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes, so I'm selling my house the 5th of September. That's going to be the official date for all this is happening. So this market will slow down. I don't know if a house needs any more clearing. And that's what I'm getting, like, okay, am I going to make enough money to make all the moves to do everything? And that's where it's like, am I good enough money stuff going on? So that is
okay,
what it's
having. Again, take a deep breath.
It feels like you're being out of sync with your nervous system, like the whole nervous system being out of that is actually creating this. So the more you can breathe and come back into your body, the more that this will open up and things will go smoothly.
I've seen this happen with people when they're shifting energy very, very quickly. At times, some people will go into, and I've had this happen with myself. It looks almost like a seizure, but it's really not. It's just a bunch of energy that's just running fast. It's different from a seizure. It's just that you're the wires are running like with more volume is what's coming up, and so what's coming up is like, it's a good idea that, you know, I'm getting that your crown is really wide open, and that's good. You know, you're pulling in a lot of information right now, but you know, you can put like a cap on your, you could put a valve on the, on your, information coming in, and you could allow yourself to take this all in a little bit more slow, like just a little bit slower. Just like, because you know when you're, if you were like on the highway and you're driving really, really, really fast and you're looking for which direction to go and you miss the turn, that, you know, you could end up driving like, you know, way far out of your way.
Yes, yeah.
Or you could spin out and hit the wall or whatever, right? So when you're in this place where you can really feel that you're not 100% grounded and centered, it doesn't have to take a long time to get there. You can energetically, like right now, you just shifted again. And you're down to, like, I'm just going to check with the number because we're going to have to take a break. And if you want to hang on, then we can work on you in the break, and then we'll see how you're feeling at the when we come back. So where are you right now, number-wise?
I feel more like 6.
Okay, good. So this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and also at Tales from the Vector, T-A-I-L-S from the Vector.com. And you can also reach me at social media, Facebook, Twitter, etc. at The Truth is Funny with Colette. We have Sharan Sirdar on the show with me today, and we'll be right back. We're taking calls, 1-800-930-2819. Let's shift your life story into better.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy Al, on the Tracy Al Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving. Even in the face of adversity, say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
This is Colette and Reece Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Sharan Sirdar with me on the show today, and we were talking with Raul. We've been working a little bit on getting your state to be a little bit more of a calm place to be. Sharan and I were talking about, like, just as a general shift in energy for pretty much everyone is, I was saying to her, you know, it's really interesting. Sometimes what happens when people get what they want, then they're bothered because they don't have any bothers. And so a lot of times people, when they're moving into this place of their dharma rather than living out their karma, and they're actually getting a lot of what they want, it kind of freaks them out. And so, being strong to getting what you want, and then also being in a place where you can direct your life still. Like, it's not like it's kind of coming up like you don't know who you are. And this is something that a lot of people are saying to me. I don't know who I am. And I'm like, congratulations. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So instead of going back to fix a problem, what you're doing is you're stepping into your new potential because you've already done a lot of clearing on your past. And, you know, past, present, and future is all happening at the same time. It just appears not, you know, to not be happening at the same time. And, you know, I've spoken about this quite a bit in the last 3 months. There's been a lot of astrological influences that are very profound that don't occur very often, like every thousands of years. You know what I'm saying? So on some level, we had 8 planets going backwards, and now 2 of them are going forwards again, and we have Mars so close, and this is an aggressive planet. And so a lot of people are finding that they're making moves right now, major moves in their life, and it's a lot of them are like, I've had about 6 clients in the last 2 weeks who have started new careers, jobs that they really wanted, and one of them had to have a session because it was too good to be true. She loved her new job so much, she couldn't believe she was being paid that well for doing what she loved so much. And that freaked her out. So, Sharan, because we've been working on you through the break, and Sharan had come across some energy that she wanted to talk to you about. And then we have another caller and a third caller. So,
Raul, what I was picking up is that there's, on the other side of selling the house, there's this energy of freedom that you have. And just to become aware of that, as you connect yourself, your feeling with that, what happens is that this whole energy of the house and everything else will fit into it, the whole thing, and your nervous system and everything else will calm down. Can you feel that?
Oh yeah, even the password on some of my websites is freedom. Yes.
Very cool.
I picked a card for you from Colette's deck, the Tales from Vector, and the card that came up was Grace, Adoration, which is basically, Colette will say more as she knows more about that.
Well, it's the twin flame card. It's like when you've met your equal. It's two dragonflies mating. The card is two dragonflies mating. And, you know, it's a beautiful card because the way they mate is the tail is on each other's foreheads.
Yeah. But the way that I see that with you, Raul, is that it's like you connect to what I just said, you connecting with that freedom on that side and being able to then, it just kind of opens doors for you that you wouldn't have even seen before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The freedom part just dropped me into my body more and more, like into a two or three.
Okay, good. That's what I said. By the time Sharan was done talking about this, you would be down to that, didn't I? I say down to 3, and now you're saying 2. So we're just going to strengthen that perception throughout the day. I've been saying to people, like, I have this telespa, you know, the be irresistible telespa. And I did a call, I don't know, 3 months ago, and it was fat wallet, skinny jeans. And after that, since I was 13 years old, I've been drinking coffee with sugar in it. And that day, the day after that, I ran out of sugar in the house, and I've never put sugar in my coffee since. And I always thought I liked my coffee. Like, you know, I did that for years. And this is, it's these small things that I'm starting to realize, hey, maybe I'm not that person. Maybe I do prefer this. And so that's what we're here on earth to do, is experience. And you're experiencing life at its fullest right now. Because you're getting what you want. Now you have to decide. If you get what you want, and then you decide you don't want it, then you can give it to someone else who does want it.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. We're going to take another caller, Sharan. What do you think?
Thank you, lady.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So we have another caller, Carter.
Yeah, we have Margaret from Alberta. Margaret, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Margaret.
What can Sean and I do for you today?
I'm actually going between two things that I want to address. I'm not sure which is more relevant. One is a frozen shoulder. Two, I carry all my weight in my stomach.
Okay. So, Sharan?
Yeah, were you going to say the same thing?
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, Sharan's going to say it. Which shoulder?
Left shoulder.
Left.
Yeah. Okay, so Sharan likes to take a few minutes to, just a minute or so to sit with it, with the energy. Mm-hmm. And what I'm picking up right away is it's your left shoulder. That's your, it's coming up your divine feminine, your feminine energy. And this is really common for, so it's frozen. And it's kind of like on a scale of 0 to 10, when you get in touch with that frozen shoulder,
mm-hmm.
10 being, oh my, it's so painful, and 0 being, it's not. Where are you?
About an 8.
8. Okay. And what I also wanted to know is, what is your, do you mind sharing your age?
I'm 54.
Yeah, because your age was coming up as a weakness. What I mean is that, so how long has your shoulder been like this?
Several months.
Several months? Like 3?
Yeah.
3?
Yeah.
So what was going
Actually frozen about a month.
A month?
So it's been
okay,
in that
but
freezing
three months,
stage
three
for
months
both
ago.
Six.
Yeah, 3 months ago you started to feel an ache, is that right? A dull ache is what's coming up. So, but what's coming up, and then I know Sharan's getting ready now, but I'm asking questions that she likes to know too, just to get a little bit more, so we can be a little bit more specific. And so it's coming up like the burden of being a woman. And so 3 months ago, when you started really feeling this pain, what was going on in your life?
I think possibly I'm now an empty nester, and I have a husband that's home all the time.
So this would have been about May, right? And
yes.
So did you? You're saying
and it's,
you had
I've just become an empty nester this weekend.
Okay. So, yeah, Sharan.
Colette. Yeah, you know, I love it because you. It's like the questions in my head, and you open the mouth. You open your mouth and say exactly what's in my head.
Yeah, because I'm psychic that way. That kind of should scare you a little bit that I can read your mind that clearly.
Oh, absolutely not. It doesn't scare me a bit. It's almost like transmitted to you.
So, you know, what are you picking up here?
Yeah. It's shouldering the burdens of the motherhood. That kind of energy is coming up. Also ancestral stuff, you know, I was talking earlier in the show about how the DNA is influenced by the energy around it, and that energy can be from other lifetimes. It can also be from what our ancestors have experienced. and all of that. So I've included all of that to come in, because if when we just tune in and we, you know, and when I'm just seeing all of that, just asking for all of that to shift, I'd love to see where you're at now when you lift your arm.
There's no change.
That's interesting.
Well, what I'm picking up here, is that, and the reason the shoulder's so sore, like, how many children do you have?
Three.
And your baby just left? Or yeah. So, and 3 months ago, what was going on? Was that when you were making decisions about where, like, where, I'm just getting that this child is moving out, like, out of the city. Out of the sight.
Yes.
Okay, and so what's coming up is out of sight, out of mind. So it's kind of like, you're reminding yourself how painful it is to let go of your child. And a lot of this is coming up from kindergarten. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to, when you went to kindergarten, was that a good experience for you?
I don't remember.
Okay. When you took your children to kindergarten, was that fun for you?
It didn't bother me.
It didn't bother you? So it doesn't need to bother you now to, like, you're sending them off to a new set of school is what's coming on up.
Mm-hmm.
So just strengthening you back to that as a mother, recognizing you've already been through this with three kids, you know, mm-hmm. many times when they switch grades or they move up a grade. And so we're just going to strengthen that. If you want to hang on, we have to take a quick break, and Sharon and I'll work on this during the break. And we'll just see if we can get some relief for the pain level. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. And I just wanted to say that I will be having my Call to Dance Layer 1 seminar on September 22nd, 23rd. You can check out my site for that. And I'm so happy to say I'm also going to be having my first Dragon Sayers. And that will be that first Layer 4 seminar is September 29th and 30th. And I will be having two Shift Happens live talk events, one on Friday, September 21st, and the other on September 28th from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. If you're in Kelowna, it's the hotel name changed again. So it's now, I can't even remember what the name of the hotel is, but you can check it out. It changed three times in 2 weeks or 2 months. and so I also will be at the Holistic Fair on September 16th and at the Interior Wellness Festival, October 19th to 21st. So it's going to be a busy, busy fall. We'll be right back after this quick break.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern, and for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's HIRE learners.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Hey, this is Colette Marie Steffen. I've got Sharan Sirdar on the phone. We seem to have, Sharan and I were just working on one of the callers, Margaret from Alberta. We seem to have lost you, Margaret. So, you know, Sharan, just to wrap that up, because we have another caller, Laura from Regina, and we'll take her right away here after you have your little say.
it was as soon as when she said she couldn't lift her arm up, what I got the image was of a woman being able to sort of say hurrah and put her arms up. And then there was this energy of her not wanting to be able to do that, almost not being able to step into her womanhood, stepping into her authority as a woman, now that the children have left and all of that. So we worked on that. We'd love to hear back from you, Margaret. See how you feel.
Yeah, awesome. You know, Carter, we also have Laura here. Can we get her on?
Yeah, Laura, you're now on the air and The Truth Is Funny. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Colette. How are you?
Hey, is this my beautiful Laura?
Yeah, it is.
how are you, Laura? Laura is...
I'm good. How are you?
Laura's my neighbor from years ago from Regina.
Okay.
Experience Regina.
Yeah.
So what can we do for you, Laura?
Well, I wanted you... So I'm 31 and a half weeks pregnant. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to do a check-in on baby, especially with Sharan there because of her, you know, epigeneticist. They told me at one point that his stomach is maybe a bit small, but I kind of always thought that that was misinformation.
Okay.
So I just wanted a check-in on him to see how he's doing.
Just a little background, Sharan. This is Laura that had the twin uh-huh. babies that I talk around about. And how old are the twins now, Laura?
They're seven.
So those beauties were supposed to have problems too, right?
Yeah.
And the problem was that they were loud.
Yeah, that's still the problem.
So Sharan, Laura is an amazing, you know, she her last pregnancy, and this is what's coming up week, is that there was issues with your last pregnancy. And so she just wants mm-hmm. you to do a check-in on her, on the baby and her connection with the baby. So I'm just going to let you go for a run at it here.
Well, with situations like this, I've had so many cases where three, in fact, of children being diagnosed with Down syndrome and then being born normal. So mm-hmm. what my point here is to say that, you know, the biggest thing that has an impact on the child's health is actually the mom's love. So mm-hmm. whatever you feel, if you can just tune into that connection with the baby and you're just, I know Colette's already doing it. I can feel it.
Yeah.
and just connecting you with the baby and the baby with you. And just that energy. And I feel that the more that strengthened, the DNA, the way that the cells form, are just in divine alignment. So just doing that for you right now.
And I'm picking up some energy that it was just, they were concerned after doing an ultrasound?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just getting that this baby was growing at, was really growing in that moment. And yeah. I'm getting that, like the respiratory system, which is, you know, is very intimately connected to your digestive system. And little boys' lungs. See, what's coming up is little boys' lungs do not develop as quickly as little girl lungs. So we're just going to strengthen you to that. And what's coming up is, remember when you phoned me in Vancouver and you were at the hospital and you were crying because you said the doctors won't, like there was 20-some babies born. And they're waiting for you to have yours, and you wanted to have them. And I told you that they didn't want to be Geminis. They wanted to be Cancers. And when were they born? When were they born?
June 22nd.
On the cusp, right?
On the cusp. As soon as it was like fully in Cancer, they were like, okay.
Then they were born, right? And what age were they born at? How long have they been in the womb?
32 weeks.
You see what's going on here? You're having a reaction to the past.
That's because I'm coming up on that.
Yes, you're coming up on the date that they decided they were going to take your, you know, that you. And so we're just going to explain. She only had one placenta for both babies. Right. But you know what? You're the one who inspired me to write my book. Your mother is the one that you know helped me edit it. And, you know, the reason that, like, what you just said, Sharon, is way back then when she was told that these babies were going to be very ill, sick babies, and it was not likely that they both would survive, I corrected her to just quit worrying about them. And I could feel all the strength going up and down my spine. She made up her mind right then and there that she was not going to worry. And so that's what you were talking about with this mother's love. And so I'm just strengthening you back to that memory, because it's kind of like a challenging memory, but in a way, it's like a testimony to your strength. Because were the babies born healthy?
Oh, they were way bigger and way healthier than anyone thought they'd be.
Mm-hmm. And are they geniuses?
Oh my God, they're too smart for me.
Her little one,
corrected them a little bit too well.
Because a lot, I remember when I can't remember if which one it was, but she said to me when they were starting, they were in preschool, and she was going to do show and tell. And I said, are you going to show or are you going to tell? And she goes, I'm going to tell. And I said, what are you going to tell them? And she said, I'm going to tell them how to run the world the right way. So we just want to strengthen for you then. Sharon, what are you picking up that you have to say for this beautiful mother?
I feel that it's already shifted. And I know you feel it too, Colette. And how do you feel?
Laura?
I feel good. He knows what you're doing. He's just going right now. I feel good.
Okay, good. Thank you for calling in. It was so good to hear your voice.
Yeah, and, thank you. Take care.
Give everybody a hug.
Okay.
Okay, Sharon, we've got like a minute left or two or something. So what would you like to say?
I just love that we are able to just read each other's minds and do work that we do together. And it's just been such a pleasure to be here, Colette. And I think what you were saying earlier about people's nervous systems, you know, just let's just give them all a boost to that excitement rather than being in anxiety.
There we go. Yeah. So just no need to confuse excitement with anxiety.
Yeah.
There you go. So I want to say thank you so much for being on the show. It's always a pleasure to connect with you. And, you know, thank you from all of the listeners, the audience listening in. Thank you to Carter for being such a wonderful producer, and to Pat for giving us all this opportunity to share this information. We'll be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, and that will be with Phil Free. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.